All right, Alex, for people who haven't heard of Cornersmith, who haven't been to one of your cafes or to a workshop in Sydney, can you start off by telling us a bit about what Cornersmith is?
Sure. So Cornersmith is my partner and I's family run business. It started as a little cafe in Marrickville where we wanted to just sort of promote the ethos that we have around food and sustainability in urban areas. So we had a small cafe in Marrickville. Quite quickly, it kind of got a bit of a, I'm going to say, cult following. And we realized that we were tapping into something that maybe people were more interested in than we realized, which was really about ethical eating and seasonal eating and reducing food waste, but also predominantly we at that point we were really pushing the trend of pickling and preserving. So pretty quickly we opened up a picklery up the road, which I think is a made-up word, but it's a pretty good one. And we did our own production there. So we made pickles and preserves and we started our cooking school, which has kind of grown into be a much bigger beast than we expected. And I cannot put enough pickling classes on. And now we no longer have our little Marrickville cafe, but we have the an Annandale cafe, which we opened maybe about 3 years ago. And yeah, so I guess it's kind of a, it's a hospitality business, but it's got an ethos behind it that is very strong and drives all the decisions that we make.
Okay, excellent. And for those out there who are just sort of hearing about pickling and preserving, can you give us a bit more information about it? Tell us a bit more about what pickling and preservation actually involves.
Yeah, look, I think there's a lot of fear around it. I think everyone's so worried they're going to poison their families. But basically, it is a very, very simple kitchen skill, food craft, whatever you want to call it, that has been around for a very long time. And basically preservation means that you're making food last longer. And I think people, when they hear about that, they get afraid because everyone's so afraid of mold. But basically you've got to leave, you know, put all your fear at the door and just start to look that basically as a way to stop food going off, we need to preserve it. And we all have these simple ingredients at home that we can already do that with. These skills have been done all around the world for a really, really long time. And it's really just a way to make sure you're making the most of what you have, stopping food going to waste, throwing things out unnecessarily. So really, if you've got vinegar, salt, sugar, oil, or alcohol in your pantry, which I'm guessing most people have one of those ingredients at least, you can use those ingredients in high levels to make food last longer. So if you covered a vegetable in vinegar, for example, it's going to be so acid there that no bacteria wants to grow, which is going to make it last longer. If you add salt to something to preserve lemons or to make sauerkraut, you are buying yourself time because you're stopping bacteria from growing. And it's the same if you wanted to make jam, you add sugar to fruit and that's what preserves it. So we think of preservation as condiments, but I think we've got to start thinking about it as a way to stop food going off.
As you mentioned, preservation is something that has been done all over the world for millennia, essentially. Uh-huh. It's a basic cooking technique and skill used out of necessity. Yeah. Have you noticed around during this time of relative sort of food insecurity compared to what we're used to, this time of isolation and not being able to access the food in the way that we used to, have you noticed an increased interest in food preservation and pickling?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I've noticed an increase of interest around these traditional skills over the last, particularly 5 years, I would say, but even more so in the last 6 weeks as all of this has been going on. I think there's a lot of reasons why people are so interested in pickling and preserving. And I think it comes from, firstly, people want to reconnect with food again, and it's quite a good and easy way to do that. People don't want to throw food out, and I think that's getting more and more in people's consciousness as well. So they're looking as a way to stop reducing their own footprint, I guess. I think people are looking now, everyone's home a little bit more, so they're looking to slow down and perhaps trying to connect with kind of simpler times in a way. And I think all the panic buying that went on in the supermarkets really did make people realise that we do need to be a little bit less reliant on supermarkets. We do need to not just walk in and expect everything that we want is at our fingertips. So I think it gives you, it's quite empowering to have some of these skills again, which I guess is why so many people are making sourdough and pickling. I'm seeing so much pickling all over social media. So yeah, look, I think it's, Something that's becoming more and more relevant, and what we try to do in our classes and with my cookbooks and, you know, all through our whole business, is try and find that relevance again. It's got this nostalgia attached to it. You know, oh, my grandma pickled, oh, that's so adorable that you do that. But what I'm really interested in is trying to make these traditional skills relevant again, because we are in very complex times, especially when it comes to food security. So I'm trying to get people to don't feel like you have to fill up your pantry with, you know, 400 jars of bottled apricots, but make one or two jars of something with the leftovers that you've got at home already. And the skill is not, like, pickling is not the hard bit. It's just changing your habits, I think.
For sure. And, I mean, as you mentioned, pickling's not the hard bit. We want to give some people out there some practical advice today. So how about we start with the simplest possible way to preserve something for someone who might not have pickled or preserved anything before, might not be the most experienced cook. What does it involve in something really simple?
So I think probably pickling is the easiest way to go. And I think people should stop thinking that they have to sterilize jars and heat process things and that it takes a very long time. So I try to teach people that we have fridges, and, you know, and pickling came around about because there also wasn't as much refrigeration, or if any. So I'd like people to start not feeling the pressure that they have to really understand science before they start preserving. So the quickest way to pickle, you can have pickles ready in 20 minutes, is that you would get, let's say, 1 cup of vinegar. And I would say apple cider vinegar or white wine vinegar would be the way to go. Maybe just not that big, cheap white vinegar. That's kind of more just for cleaning your toilet.
Yep.
1 cup of vinegar, 1 cup of very hot water, and then I'd say about a third of a cup of sugar. Raw sugar or white sugar would be fine, and maybe a teaspoon of salt, and you whisk that up. You don't even have to turn the stove on, so just boil the kettle, whisk it up so the heat from the water dissolves the sugar and the salt, stick your finger in it, have a taste. If you want it to be a bit saltier, add some more salt. Pickles are delicious because they have sugar in them. So everyone thinks that, doesn't quite realize that. But if you want to make it a little sweeter, add a bit more sugar, give it a whisk. Then I would chuck a couple of spices in there, and I would use whatever I had. So a slice of ginger, you know, if you had half a chili left over, or a garlic clove, you could put in some peppercorns or some fennel seeds, you know, whatever you've got that you like the flavor of, and then thinly slice whatever vegetables you've got. So generally I would do half an onion, if I've got half a red onion left over, or if I've got, you know, one or two celery sticks after I've made spaghetti bolognese, very thinly slice those up, put them into the brine. And then I don't mind if you have it in a jar because you think it looks cute, or if you have it in a takeaway container. I mean, people pickle in Ziploc bags. Whatever you want to do, put it into a container and then store it in the fridge. And you've probably just bought yourself about 3 to 4 weeks that celery or that half an onion will last. And I think once you start thinking about preservation like that, then it gets really, like, kind of exciting, and you can save everything. I mean, my children do call me the ibis because I'm always going through the bin and rifling things out. But I think it's kind of that easy. You just need simple ingredients, chop things up, boil the kettle, and then you've got pickles.
That's great. And, I mean, I think that people who may have come across pickles before, I mean, there's the obvious pickled cucumber and maybe a few other things, but can you tell us a bit about how versatile different types of pickles can be to use with cooking or in your kitchen?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I think a lot of people aren't sure how to eat pickles and basically think about McDonald's, like having them on a burger or having them in a toasty. I have pickles almost with every single meal. Like, they're just permanently on the table. So, yeah, look, we put them, obviously they're delicious in a toasted sandwich. Like, your toasted sandwich will go to the next level if you've got homemade pickles. They're really lovely through salads. So fennel's kind of around or coming into season. So, you know, thinly sliced fresh fennel, and then you might put some pickled fennel in there with it, and it just kind of, you know, like little elements of intense flavor kind of will make your salad sing. I thinly slice them and put them through things like mayonnaise or through yogurt to make a sort of tartare sauce type style, or a raita. That kind of vibe is really nice as well. Definitely delicious on a cheese plate. Everyone thinks that you're very impressive. And I think the other thing that's good to think about when you're making pickles is they're really delicious, but the brine or the vinegar liquid that they're sitting in is equally as delicious. So you will never need to buy salad dressings again. It becomes the base of your salad dressing. I always pour a little bit of pickling brine into, if I'm doing a stir fry or if I'm doing, you know, something that just needs a little bit of acid. If I don't have any lemon juice, I'll just put a little bit in there as well. So you can use not only your pickles in all your cooking, but also think about that brine as an ingredient in your kitchen as well. So really nothing ends up in the bin.
Amazing. So many great, great tips there for people to get into it. Now, what other preservation techniques are there? Like what are, once they've sort of mastered the art of simple pickling, what comes next?
Well, I think it depends what you're interested in. I mean, fermentation is incredible, and that's like making sauerkraut and kimchi and things like that, and very, very simple, just with salt and water. You need to look after your ferments a little bit more, so I guess it depends. Like the mad scientists out there will probably be more interested in that. I think jam making and chutney making is such a good skill to have, because if anything is average, like if you've bought apples that were kind of flowery or plums and you just kind of let them go a bit old, it's a really awesome way to use stuff up and turn it into something more delicious. So I would recommend that everyone learns how to make one jam and one chutney, because really, once you know how to make one of those things, you know how to make them all. Like you don't need 10 different chutney recipes and 10 different jam recipes. You just kind of need to know the craft of it. And making jam again, it doesn't have to be that you're going through this whole process and you're setting your jam perfectly. You could just use, you know, 500 grams of apricots if you've got them left over, a little bit of sugar. Like, don't even worry about getting all the ratios right. Just start doing it. And then once you kind of get a bit addicted to the process of it, then you'll want to learn how to, you know, win the Easter show or whatever it is. So I think jam and chutney is really great to learn as well. But very simple things are also dehydrating, which I think in if anyone wants to have a more sustainable kitchen, they've got to learn how to dehydrate, which is really just taking all the moisture out of fruits and herbs and vegetables to make them last for longer. You don't need to buy a dehydrator. You can use your oven as one as well. So, yeah, look, there's so once you start kind of really understanding what preserving is, there is a million and one different methods and ways of doing it, and then it starts getting exciting to look at how all different cultures preserve as well, and that's when you know you're a true preserving nerd.
Yeah, so I'm sure that there's a lot once you start looking into all the different techniques used all around the world, then I'm sure you sort of get to Alex level nerdery.
Exactly.
When it comes to preserving and pickling.
Lunacy level.
Yeah, for sure. And considering we are in this world of isolation and remote learning, Alex, I understand that you have some online courses going on at the moment as well.
Yeah, well, we've had them for a little while, but we have two online classes that have been pre-recorded that you can buy. And one is specifically just about pickling. Like it's a pickling intensive class, basically. You don't have to have any skills, but if you buy that class, honestly, you'll be able to pickle anything afterwards.
Fantastic. How do people find them?
Just through our website, so just through www.cornersmiths.com.au.
All right, no worries at all. We're going to leave it there for this morning. Alex Elliott Howery, thank you so much for joining me on 2SER this morning.
Thank you for having me. It was great to talk about preserving.